Lights, cameras, action. Cannes, a two-week celebration of cinema after a bruising 2 years for the big screen. 35,000 film buyers and sellers, critics and celebrities are gathering to do business and promote all genres of film. The festival is opening with the French comedy Final Cut, a love letter to filmmaking and budget zombie movies from the team behind the Oscar winner The Artist.
The film's cast and crew walked the red carpet earlier to the flash of bulbs and the cheers from fans. But it's actually Ukraine that's going to be pulling focus this year. Every door has been opened for their delegations, and there's lots of discussion here about how filmmakers can help Ukraine's film industry rebuild itself post-war. Meanwhile, official Russian delegations have been banned from attending. The first to appear on the screen was actually President Zelensky himself.
La haine finira par disparaître.
Hate will end by disappearing, and the dictators will die. Finally, we must win. We need cinema to guarantee this ending, that each time it will be on the side of freedom. And as it has always been, it will be, above all, the path of cinema.
An all-star jury will consider the 21 competing films and pick a winner for the Palme d'Or Prize, a prize that can propel a relatively obscure production into the mainstream. But with only 5 films directed by women, I put forward the perennial question of diversity.
This is a question for Rebecca Hall. As an actor and director, do you think the festival is doing enough to address gender equality and racial diversity with this lineup this year?
The way that we are addressing this, the way that we are dealing with these things, needs to be addressed on a grassroots level as well. It's not just, you know, the festivals, the public-facing situations. It's also about crews. It's also about all the minutiae of what goes into the industry at large. And a lot of that is to do with education, outreach, help to get people who don't have access to those doors in.
Cannes has been called a cathedral dedicated to world cinema. This year, films from Japan, South Korea, and Iran are keenly anticipated by critics. No films from sub-Saharan Africa have been selected in any category, but that hasn't dampened spirits. Founder of the Africa Pavilion says filmmakers from the continent have a unique set of skills.
I think they are very good at doing a lot with little, and it makes that the creativity is at its best. So we don't count on the festival to say your film is great.
The film festival is leaning on blockbusters like the new Top Gun movie to draw the media's attention, but it is arthouse cinema it seeks to champion. Between the explosion of streaming services and the closure of cinema theatres, it needs all the attention it can get. Charlie Angela, Al Jazeera, Cannes.